Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Four forest activists indicted, two arrested, two still hunted for year-old Eagle Creek arson. Members of the Oregon FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force arrested two men last week in last year's pre-dawn arson of logging equipment at Eagle Creek, and were seeking two more suspects. Agents arrested two Portland State University students, Jacob David Bardwell Sherman, aged 20, and Jeremy David Rosenblum, 25, at their residences in Portland, Oregon, without incident following their indictments. Each appeared in U.S. District Court, and trial was set for October 16th. Also indicted but remaining at large are Angela Marie Cesario, 23, and Michael Scarpetti, 28, also known as Trey Arrow. Authorities said the four could each receive up to 80 years in prison and fines of $1 million if convicted on all four charges against them. The arson at Schoeppert Logging Company near Estacada, Oregon on June 1, 2001 occurred when a firebomb ignited under a truck parked along Oregon Highway 224 and damaged another truck and front-end loader, causing about $50,000 in damages. Eight other crude incendiary devices made of gallon milk jugs and gasoline were planted in trucks parked in the lot, but only four ignited. There were no injuries. Schoeppert had a contract with Vanport Manufacturing to begin logging the 1,030-acre Eagle Creek timber sale in the Mount Hood National Forest about 20 miles from where the trucks were burned. Authorities said there were similarities in evidence found at Eagle Creek and that found at an April 15, 2001 attack that damaged three cement trucks at Ross Island Sand and Gravel in Portland. Damage there was about $200,000. Earth Liberation Front claimed responsibility for the Ross Island attack, but no group has claimed responsibility for the Eagle Creek incident. The Eagle Creek sale had been the subject of lengthy protests and tree sits by environmentalists trying to stop it. The sale since has been canceled. An official with the Cascadia Forest Alliance, which organized protests at Eagle Creek, declared at the time that the group was not involved. Since then, some in the organization have said the arson seemed to be the work of someone trying to discredit their peaceful activism. Cascadia Forest Alliance does not engage in these tactics, volunteer Sarah Wald said. We have a long history of peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience to protect our public lands. Wald and fellow activist Jessica White said that Sherman, Cesario, and Rosenblum were student forest activists. Wald and White were stunned to learn their friend Trey Arrow had also been indicted. Arrow became a public curiosity in July of 2000 when he spent 11 days perched on a ledge outside the U.S. Forest Service headquarters in downtown Portland to call attention to the Eagle Creek cause. The following November, Arrow captured 15,763 votes in an unsuccessful run against U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer. Last October, he drew headlines again when he suffered multiple fractures after falling out of a towering hemlock during logging protests near Nehalem. Arrow's acquaintances said they have not seen him in recent months and do not know his whereabouts. They remain skeptical about the indictment. We'd like to see a public airing of any evidence, White said. Parts of this story were written by Joseph B. Frazier of the Associated Press and by Brian Denson and Gail Halden of the Oregonian. Exotic animal dealer pleads guilty. A Florida animal park owner has pled guilty to selling two federally protected black leopards and an endangered Bengal tiger. Timothy Dale Rivers, owner of the Animals in Motion Animal Park in Citra, Florida, admitted to a court in St. Louis in August in 1998 that he sold two black leopards to a buyer in Illinois through an animal dealer in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, for $750 each. He also admitted to falsifying federal documents to indicate that the sale of the leopards was a donation and to being involved in the illegal sale of an endangered Bengal tiger to the same animal dealer in October of 1998. Following the sale of the tiger, Rivers again falsified a form to indicate the tiger sale was a donation. The tiger was transported from Florida to Missouri and then on to Illinois, where it was killed 4 days later. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by, see the friends.